Cannonball Examine. The Cry of the Earth as a Cannonball Moment. A cannonball moment, the Ignatian tradition suggests, is a moment of both agony and opportunity. The phrase is a literal one, referring to a specific moment in the story of St. Ignatius of Loyola, when a wartime injury spurred a lifelong conversion. The soldier, Inigo de Loyola, allowed pride to triumph over prudence when he refused to surrender to the French at the Battle of Pamplona. His arrogance earned him a cannonball to the leg and a perpetual limp. But he wasn't the only one impacted. His decision led to the death and disfigurement of countless others. A cannonball moment, then, is something we may choose unknowingly, or it may be chosen for us. Regardless, the moment is stark. There is no going back to the way things were before. For us, living with the effects of climate change now, in this very moment, we find ourselves faced with our own global cannonball moment. Like Ignatius, we see the threat looming on the horizon. Monster storms, freak heat waves, devastating drought. This reality is not of our choosing, and yet we cannot escape it. Will we allow our pride to govern our decisions? Or will we choose the path of prudence? Will we seize this moment as the opportunity it is? After all, we know that countless lives and livelihoods around the world are at stake. This cannonball does not strike discreetly. And so we begin this examen, recognizing that our God of love and compassion is present to us even amidst this challenging time. We begin with thanksgiving. I thank God for the beauty and wonder of creation. I imagine God's Spirit dwelling amidst creation, God's voice uttering, "It is good." I rejoice in this good world, in God's Spirit made manifest through it, in the sustenance of the earth through which God lovingly provides for my very being. Light. I ask God's Spirit to reveal to me both the agony and the opportunity inherent in this moment. I pray for the grace to be fortified as I contemplate the pain and suffering endured by God's created world, by God's people, as a result of this ecological cannonball. What if God's dream has been damaged, lost, forgotten? I ask for the grace to see clearly a new path forward. In the presence of God's Spirit, I review my day, my week, my month. With honesty, I recall those moments when I had a choice between pride and prudence. Did I act in a way that helped to heal our common home? Or did I desecrate creation through my actions or my failures to act? In so doing, did I cause others harm? Or have I been about the work of nurturing others harmed by this ecological cannonball? My need for God. What feelings arise in me? Turmoil, anxiety, fear, freedom, awe, joy, happiness, lightness, anticipation, creativity, humor, grief? Do these feelings lead me toward God and God's creation, or away from God? Moving forward, I recognize that my call to ecological conversion, like Ignatius's own conversion, is a lifelong endeavor. I ask God for the grace to continue in this work, recalling that Ignatius considered himself a pilgrim for the remainder of his life, striving evermore to leave more deeply God's dream for the world. I name any additional graces I desire as I continue on as a pilgrim. I conclude with an Our Father. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, and deliver us from evil. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.